This is the Hold Your Goats podcast. 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 Hold Your Goats podcast.
This will be the first week I kind of have more of a relaxing time, I guess. I have more free time. That's what I say. I couldn't think of what to say. I'm only going to be working like 30 hours this week. Last week I worked like 58.
Oh, wow. Yeah, 30 is nothing compared to almost 60.
Yeah, I got freaking owned. Most of my hours were Thursday, Friday, Saturday.
Oh, wow.
So today's kind of my first day. I was able to sleep in.
Were you working like doubles?
Yeah, pretty much. Like, what was it, Saturday in particular? I got up at 8. I had to be at work at 8. And then I got off at 3. I had a two-hour gap where I had to drive from Salt Lake to Logan.
Mm-hmm.
And then I started another 8-hour shift at 5. So from 8 a.m. to 1 a.m., I was working.
Yeah. Jeez, man.
Yeah.
Living the dream.
Yeah. The worst was I did like a 14-hour shift for the Solera apartments, those super ghetto apartments. Like, I don't know if that got cut out. But, yeah, I had to do every hour a report on the building, and it was only like 3 floors. I could walk the whole thing in 5 minutes.
Wow.
So, or less than 5 minutes. So I would do it every half hour instead of every hour.
Yeah.
I'd go up to the building, super gross, and make sure I didn't touch anything, and walk the floors, avoid the rat poop and cockroaches, and all the dry panel walls that have fallen over.
Man.
Did I say dry panel? I meant drywall. Yeah. The ceiling was caving in, right. So I had to like walk around those parts to make sure nothing fell on me. The thing that paranoid me the most was like if like a cockroach or a rat would fall through the ceiling on top of me. That's what freaked me out. But it was just my imagination, you know?
Yeah. Just nestling right up in your hair.
Yeah, so for the whole entire night, I sat in my car basically watching YouTube videos. And then for 5 minutes, I'd leave my car every half hour.
Yeah.
And that was bad. 14 hours worth of it.
Jeez, man. That sounds
fun. I think I got off a shift earlier that day, too. Mm. So I had no time to sleep.
That sucks.
Mm-hmm. Gross, super man. Duper. What is that from? It's like super duper, Dad.
I don't know.
What is that?
Couldn't tell.
I don't know. I've heard it somewhere. I'm going to look it up.
Oh, I thought I had to
see. Oh, you know what it is?
I didn't.
It's from
didn't come.
The Incredibles.
Oh, that's a good movie. I haven't seen that one in a while.
I had a dream last night that I watched the Incredibles 2 trailer.
Yeah.
Was I dreaming or was that real?
I don't think that's a thing yet. It might be.
I think I made it up in my head. There's a lot of things I was making up in my head. I thought my roommate was here, even though I knew he wasn't.
Yeah.
And like I pretended I was asleep this morning, thinking he came in, trying to get me up to go to church. I was so tired, though, that I was like hallucinating him. He wasn't here. He's not even here. He's back home in like Draper.
Wow.
So you know that moment, like that portion of sleep that you're just like hallucinating if this is reality or not.
Yeah.
I was in that.
Oh,
in
The that. Incredibles 2 does have a trailer out.
Really?
Yeah.
I'll have to go see it.
It's only got 80,000 views.
Super lame.
Oh, it came out February this year.
I haven't seen it.
Huh. Oh, yeah, it's the Undermine dude, the mole-looking guy from the end of the first one.
Is it made up?
No, it's real. It's legit. It looks legit. Well, maybe not. That logo looks kind of shitty. It's not from... It's like the channel is Atlee Arts. That doesn't sound right. But what... I don't know what channel... Huh. Maybe that is right.
Think it's a fan-made one?
Maybe. I don't know. Atlee Arts.
Whatever.
I don't know if that's legit. But there's an IMDb for it.
All I know is, whatever, I made a hallucinated dream of The Incredibles 2 which is really weird. I don't know why that would come up. Oh, I guess my brain just...
It comes out in, like, 11 days, June 15th. It's getting released. What does? Incredibles 2.
No, it doesn't.
It comes out in, like, really? 2 weeks, man. Yeah. That's weird. Next Thursday, man. That's coming out.
Are you freaking kidding me? I don't believe you.
The 15th.
No, it's 2018. 2018, not 2017.
Oh, yeah. Never mind.
I'm like, I'm pretty sure if they don't have a trailer for it and it's coming out Friday, like, that's not going to happen.
Yep. I didn't see the year 2018.
Yeah.
Well,
isn't that funny?
Never mind then.
That, like, we're talking about The Incredibles 2. that's something I would never imagine us talking
super
about.
Super important, man. You gotta go see Incredibles 2. It's invaluable.
I can't even get this girl to go with me to see Guardians of the Galaxy 2.
Yeah.
She hasn't even seen the first one, supposedly.
I still haven't seen the second one. I don't know if I will.
Oh, man. I really like them. They're, like, some of my favorite ones. Chris Pratt is, like, Chris Pratt's awesome. Yeah, I like him. He's a good guy.
He's funny, for sure. Oh,
he's just a good person in general, you know?
Yeah. He seems pretty kind-hearted. But, I mean, you don't really know until you sit down with him and have a conversation.
Right. I only see what I see, like, from interviews and whatnot.
Yeah. And they can see the camera.
But you can kind
of... They know they're being recorded, so...
Right. Not to sound can kind of peep into their personal lives through their social media accounts.
Interviews and, their Twitters and stuff. But I don't use Twitter, so...
I really like Chris Pratt's Instagram. Really. He's really funny. He had an ongoing joke for a while called What's My Snack? Where he would...
I heard about that.
He would record himself for his diet on Jurassic World 2. And he was like, what's my snack? And he'd like show what he was eating that day. And like sometimes he would sneak into the fridge and say, what's my snack? And he'd like binge eat like a cake or something. So like breaking his diet. It was really funny.
Yeah.
And then him and what's his face? Jim from The Office. I forget his name. Krakowski or something. Jim from The Office.
Shit, that's on the tip of my
Jim head. Halpert, what's his name?
Oh, God.
John Krasinski.
Yeah, Krasinski, yeah, that guy.
Him and Chris Pratt did something for Memorial Day, and it was some kind of challenge, I guess, like a military exercise.
Hmm.
And they also shared like an old Reagan speech or something like that. But I guess a lot of the social justice warriors were freaking out, saying that Reagan is evil and like that kind of stuff. Yeah. So they attacked him personally. They attacked Chris Pratt and John Krasinski. But yeah, you can kind of peek into the personal lives of actors, but they're totally on another level. They're not as relatable to the public.
Yeah.
But yeah, I don't know. There's some people that are really good guys. Like the Game of Thrones. I was talking about the Game of Thrones guy. It just escaped my brain.
Brain fart.
George R. R. Martin. He's super, super rich, but he lives in a very humble home.
Hmm.
And his information is still public record. Like his phone number and his address is in the phone book and whatnot. But he's like a super rich guy. I mean, it's kind of interesting how they do that.
You know, Bill Gates is kind of like that.
Bill Gates is amazing. He's the one who funded our school.
Yeah.
Or founded it, I guess, is the right word.
Well, just look at the way he dresses, you know. He doesn't dress like a rich guy.
No kidding. Right, exactly.
I wonder what Neither kind of does, car he drives. I don't know what kind of car he drives.
The Facebook guy.
Oh.
See, I'm bad with names.
I can't remember his name.
Zuckerberg.
Yeah, that's it. I had to remember
the
devil from Rick and Morty. Because he's Zuckerberg.
Oh, yeah?
Summer.
I was Zuckerberging people before Zuckerberg's balls dropped.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I think that's my favorite
I'm the devil,
biatch! Sounds good.
What?
Yeah. I love the clips after the credits.
X gonna give it to you.
Yeah.
What?
Yeah. Oh, DMX.
They're pretty good.
That's a good show. I enjoy it.
I can't wait until they finish season 3. I guess it's coming out throughout the summer, is what their plan is.
Yeah. It's been a while.
What else did they push back? Something recently that I was really pissed about. Oh, it was Shadow of Mordor, the sequel, yeah. Shadow of War.
Yeah, it's like
they pushed October it back to October instead now, of August.
Yeah.
I was looking forward to that. But I still have other games to play, like The Witcher. I bought The Witcher 2 and The Witcher 3.
Yeah.
They were on sale this weekend. I got both of them for $30.
Oh, nice. Was that a Steam sale?
Yeah.
Dope, man.
And it has the expansion for The Witcher 3 as well.
Aren't there two expansions? Or is there just one?
Yeah.
It was Blood and Wine.
It was the Legendary, or not the Legendary Edition, but whatever, the Special Edition of the game. Mm. Came with both of them.
Like Game of the Year or whatever. Has it won Game of the Year? Yeah, whatever. I'm sure it will. That was a great game.
It's been out for longer than you'd think. Came out in 2015.
Oh.
Or was it 2016? Oh, wow.
The Witcher 3 did.
Whatever. It wasn't this year. I thought it was this year because it's only been receiving attention recently.
Just gaining popularity, I guess.
Yeah.
It's a great game.
It is. I haven't started it because I just bought it last night.
Yeah. It's hard to
and I haven't been able to really install it.
Yeah.
Yeah, it is hard to come across them. The other one I want to try out just because.
I'm scared to look. I don't have the time to invest in playing RPGs, especially. There's a lot of time.
No, me neither. You gotta spend so many hours on them. But the other one I really wanted to try out because I really like that kind of survival feeling is Far Cry Primal.
Oh yeah, I didn't.
That one looks really fun.
I didn't see any ratings for it or any reviews on it. It just didn't.
Now that it's kind of died down, it's probably a lot cheaper to get.
Yeah. Right.
But yeah, that one looks really fun. I really like that kind of feeling.
Mm.
Like, stealth games are my favorite.
Yeah.
Where you can run a character and you can either hack and slash your way through it or you can stealth it. Dishonored, still my favorite game.
Yeah.
Dishonored 2, although it was a good sequel, still isn't as good as the first one.
Mm.
I mean, maybe it is just as good, but I like the first one a lot, Dishonored.
Mm.
You still need to finish it, you turd.
Innovative when it first came out, kind of.
Yeah, it was.
Yeah.
And then Shadow of Mordor, you can run stealth too.
Yeah.
Or you can just go in and kill people.
Yeah, that's a great game, for sure.
My roommates.
What?
Sorry, keep going.
Your roommates what?
Okay, my roommates they like to play League of Legends, and I'm always getting made fun of because I play Dota.
Yeah.
But in all honesty, like, I can just say without a doubt that Dota is way better than League. And I know I don't know who listens to this podcast. They're probably freaking squirming in their chair right now. But Dota is way better than League.
Yeah.
I don't know why people are freaking out. They're like, no, League is better. More people play it. That doesn't necessarily mean it's better.
Yeah.
That just means it's probably easier.
They're, I don't know. They're just different.
They are different.
They're all different, yeah. Like, I enjoy Heroes of the Storm. That's my MOBA of preference.
Yeah, I know. You were showing me that, and it looked pretty fun, too. But they took out so many mechanics.
Oh, they just got rid of the shop.
They're really all different.
And you don't have to...
Yeah, they get rid of the shop, the creep waves.
You have all your abilities to begin with, and you just make them stronger as the game goes on.
Yeah.
That's cool. But, I mean, I used to play League all the time. Played Han. I haven't played Dota yet, though.
I played Han, League, Dota. I haven't played Heroes of the Storm yet, though. Supposedly, Malthiel from Diablo 3,
the expansion, is
going to be in.
He looks sick.
Yeah. He looks like he'll be an addition. I haven't seen video of him. I've only seen an image.
Yeah, they don't have gameplay released for him yet, but his character model looks sick.
He's so fun. We got to get back into that. Diablo 3 is installed on my laptop, and I haven't played it yet.
Well, the Necromancer's coming soon.
Soon.
Yeah. I don't know.
We'll see how good that is.
Yeah.
The last character they added sucked.
It was a piece of shit. Crusader sucked, man.
Yeah, he does suck.
Yeah, not worth. I mean, yeah, it was just not a good class.
I've really liked Diablo 3 other than that, though.
Yeah.
I wish more people would play it.
After they released it, they haven't... I don't know. It's just... It seems it's like it was more of a side project. Like, they didn't... You know what I mean? Compared to their other games, it doesn't get updates like the other games did. I don't know. It just seemed like they didn't focus on it as much.
It's one of those games that I only have fun playing if I'm playing with friends. Kind of like Left 4 Dead.
Yeah.
I can't play Left 4 Dead alone. It's too boring. Yeah. It's just there to have fun with friends, you know?
Right.
Maybe that's why I like single-player stealth games, is because they're games I can actually play by myself. Right. Forever alone.
I'm with you there. I like single-player. And that's kind of a thing of the past. You don't really get much of a single-player experience anymore, other than, like, The Witcher 3, which is cool, and there's a few of them.
Right.
But they just... They're at the same time, though, as they used to be.
At the same time, split screen is dead. Nobody has any split screen games anymore.
Yeah, which is ridiculous.
Which that kind of is killing multiplayer as well.
Yeah.
Because everybody has to get their own console or their own PC.
Yeah, now they have games that are strictly multiplayer, but you can only play as a single person on your console.
Like, yeah, that's
what's
ghetto.
That? It's so dumb.
I know.
It's so dumb. Ugh.
Whatever happened to the days where you
Overwatch should totally be split screen. There's no reason why Overwatch should just be single player. That's ridiculous.
It's the death of multiplayer. Slowly but surely, it'll happen.
Well, I heard it's because screens, they couldn't handle doubling the like resolution of a game because graphics are getting so insane now that the processing systems just can't handle it. But I don't know.
Yeah, graphics have gone up a ton.
Yeah, if they wanted to, they could build it to be able to handle that kind of processing, but they just didn't. So I don't know. The way I see it is, they just did it to save on money. But
they're like, instead of buying one console and playing with four people, we want you to buy four consoles and play with one person.
Yeah, it's crazy. I just use a headset. It's the same thing. It's not though.
Not at all the same thing.
Hello, sweet listener. Thank you for listening to the podcast. If you enjoyed the show, you could leave us a like on our Facebook page at Hold Your Goats Podcast. If you'd like to participate in the What Gets Your Goat segment of the show, where we discuss those things that just reach down to the deepest part of your being and grab your goat by the beard and just yank him out of your soul. Try to help you get your goat back so you can hold on to it. Because that really is what matters most in life, you know? So just send those things that really make you upset to holdyourgoats@gmail.com.